second date update.
There's a million websites where you can meet people to date now.
Yeah, there is.
Not even an exaggeration.
Yeah. Almost any of them.
Yeah.
You can turn it into a dating site.
I mean, you have the normal ones, but you also have things like Hot Sauce Passions.
Dude, I gotta get on
Is that real?
That is.
Oh my gosh, I need to get on there.
There's Gluten-Free Singles.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And one called Marry Me Already.
Whoa.
What? What's that one?
Brooke, isn't that where you met your husband?
Very funny, Jeffrey.
Oh, no? She's married. It's a monthly subscription.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yours was Marry Me Now or I'm Leaving This Old Country Buffet.com. Whatever it was. We've heard a lot of unusual ones on the show, but yesterday we actually had another listener who emailed us saying he met a woman at another niche dating site.
Okay.
One that I didn't know existed. The guy's name is Troy. So, Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so curious. But first, I want to know, is it your first niche dating site that you've ever ventured onto?
Yeah. I mean, I tried the regular dating sites a little bit, and this was my first time trying the more specific category.
Okay. So tell us where you met your date.
Yeah, we met on Virgins Only.
Okay.
Oh, Virgins Only.
That's good.
That's definitely niche.
Okay.
Is that people from Virginia?
No. None of us here are allowed on that dating site. Okay.
I mean, how do you know? How can you verify that?
Oh my gosh.
Do you need to do like an examination?
I hope not.
I would assume it's just an honor system, right?
Yeah, it's an honor system. And I mean, being a virgin for a long time, it's not something I could imagine someone wanting to pretend to be if they're not.
I could imagine a lot of guys wanting to pretend to be a virgin to meet some,
totally.
You know, anyway.
So does that mean like in the future, it's totally off the table too until you get married, or where are you at with that?
It's not like a religious thing, but it's like I was taught when I was young to save myself for that one person, someone special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I felt the same exact way up until I was 17.
And then me too, though.
I had a very different view.
I kid you, I was a private Catholic school dude. I was like, girls would want to kiss. I'm like, no. No, we can't.
It's not special.
Oh my God, how much you have changed.
Okay. Now I'll kiss anyone. Get over here.
Right. Or anything.
So you matched with someone on Virgins Only. What is her name?
Her name's Rebecca.
Okay.
So it did not go well at the beginning.
Oh.
Okay.
Why?
We met up in a mall parking garage just to be around other people, you know?
Most people would pick like a coffee shop to be in public, not like
that's where I think I'm going to get kidnapped. Yeah.
Right. It's a dark parking garage.
Let's not go anywhere sketchy. Let's meet up in a dark alley. Okay.
Right. Okay. So what happened?
Well, it was going to just be like, we'll both park our cars there, say hi, make sure I'm not giving her get in my van vibes or whatever. And then be like,
what are the options on this virgin dating site? Yeah. Why are you so scared?
Well, I think he's just being extra cautious.
I guess.
And then from there, we'd like drive to like a restaurant. But that was the plan, right? But I locked my keys in my car.
Oh,
no.
We had to wait in her car until AAA got there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yikes.
That's not a good start.
Yeah.
Bad start, but it like worked out because we started talking and like really hit it off.
Good. Okay. Gave you time to chat.
Yeah. Making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah. Because like you know, I've talked to a couple of girls on the phone from Virgin Only, and like it's always weird because all it ever devolves into the conversation. It's like talking about each other's virginity. It just ends up being weird.
Yeah.
I would assume that would be a real central talking point. Yeah.
How much can you say? So
I mean,
what have you done?
And why are you letting it define yourself so much? I'm glad you have hobbies outside of not doing that.
Well, to be fair, like when it's hasn't happened for you yet, you tend to think about it a lot.
I'm sure. Oh,
you kind of build it up in your head.
We were all 16 once.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
So wait, what did you guys connect over?
Yeah, so Rebecca didn't do any of that, like, talking about virginity stuff. I liked it. You know, she just seemed normal. And we were just talking nicely. What TV shows we've watched, what books we've read, you know, like.
Okay, did the date ever move anywhere beyond the front seat of her car?
Yeah, so once AAA got there, I was like, hey, what do you want to do? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, do you want to just go get food at my place?
Oh, that is very forward, sir.
No, not when you're a virgin, it's not.
Okay.
She knows nothing's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, generally I like cooking, so it's easier for me to go in a restaurant anyway.
Sweet.
She said sure, and, like, you know, being a virgin, as an adult, it's tough. And I want to make moves, but I'm trying to resist, so I try to take my mind off it, mm-hmm. you know. So we're at my place, I put on Charlotte's Web on DVD.
Oh.
Interesting pick.
Okay. What did she say to that?
That'll keep her off you.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah, but I did that on purpose. You know, there's nothing sexy about Charlotte's Web. It's a good escape. I lose myself in the story.
What was the vibe, though? I'm sorry. I'm just imagining if I was a virgin, I would still want, like, adult time.
We had some adult time when the movie was over.
Okay.
What's up?
We go.
What does that mean?
Well, she said she had a go, and we had a kiss, and that was nice.
Dude, all right.
Did you go in, or she make the first move?
I think it was both. We, like, kind of looked at each other, you know.
Oh, I love those.
Yes, yeah, so after the kiss, I walked her to her car, and now it's been almost a week, and she hasn't returned any of my texts. So I'm just trying to figure out where I went wrong, you know?
Yeah.
It may not be something you did, but, I mean, it is strange that she wouldn't call you back after a kiss.
Yeah.
The kiss could have been too much for her. I know it sounds funny, but...
Yeah. I think not enough, but...
Well, is the porridge too hot or is the porridge too cold? Yeah. We'll find out. We're going to play a song, call Rebecca, and we'll try and get your second date update, Virgin Edition. Okay, we'll do
it
right.
Gentle.
Yeah, right after this.
Thank you.
We're in the middle of a second date update with a great guy named Troy, who met his date on a website for virgins only. He was telling us about how he's trying to take things slow, but of course, everybody in studio thought it was hilarious because this group of heathens that I work with are so far from being virgins. They have no concept of how this could possibly work.
Told you, I remember being a teenager. That's not true.
No, you have to remember, even as an adult, everybody takes dating at different speeds.
Yeah,
okay, Brooke?
True.
Not everybody goes from, hey, you're cute on an app, to making a reservation at a seedy motel by the highway.
Oh, man.
Why would I do that when I have the back of my car?
Okay, on the highway, if that's how you prefer to do it, Brooke. But after a rough start, Troy took his date Rebecca to his place where they ate pizza together and they watched Charlotte's Web on DVD.
Cute.
They even ended the night with a nice little kiss before he walked her to her car.
Uh-huh.
So, Troy, not as prude as you thought.
I'm proud of him for that.
You know what? I thought that was a big step for Troy.
Yeah,
and Troy, I'm very supportive of you in your quest to find love.
Thank you.
With a virgin.
You know,
virgin.
You know, the thing is, Troy, it may not be about you at all. It may just be that she has a lot of dates. Because you said that you have talked to quite a few women on this virgin-only site, and she was the only normal one. I mean, chances are good all the other guys are feeling the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you're right. I mean, I've also heard people, you know, on the virgin-only site, they question each other like, oh, you're not a virgin. You're just on here for whatever.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a bandwagon fan, kind of, right?
Yeah, maybe she didn't think I was a virgin because I can appear sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, between Charlotte's Web and that kid, I think you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's giving me Adonis vibes. I don't know.
Seems like a hoe.
Or maybe. Yeah.
I like how one of you says Adonis and the other one just goes for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Who knows? Maybe she went out with another guy who put on Finding Nemo and that one did it for her. So,
maybe,
oh my God!
Maybe they did find Nemo.
There are so many Disney fans on this website, aren't there?
Yeah, shut up.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Troy. We're just gonna dial Rebecca's phone number, and we're gonna get your second date update. You ready to do this?
Yeah, because she's definitely the coolest, and if I screw this up, I just want to know what happened and just want to know.
Yeah,
you
for
seem
sure.
Like a good guy,
I think we'll get you another date.
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. Okay, I'm gonna dial the phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Rebecca. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
Wait, who are you again?
We're a morning radio show. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. It's me, Brooke,
Hello.
Is here, Jose, Alexis.
Hey.
I don't listen to radio, so I don't know. Hi. Oh,
okay. This is going to be a little shocking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with somebody and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why they're ghosting. And so recently you went out with a guy who had a great time with you and now he's having a hard time getting in touch. His name's Troy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you remember?
And he did admit to us that the date didn't go flawlessly, that there was a little bit of a hiccup when he locked his keys inside of his car, and so you ended up going back to his place, watching Charlotte's Web, eating pizza.
Which, to be honest, we made fun of him for the Charlotte's Web thing. I don't know how you felt about that.
Careful with the we. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he told you a lot about what we did, but did he tell you where we met?
Yeah.
Oh, in the parking lot?
No.
I mean, he said that you guys matched on a website for virgins only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't believe he told you that, but okay.
That's something to be, like, ashamed of.
Nothing to be embarrassed of. Everybody has a different niche that they're into.
Yeah, I know, I guess. It's not a popular one, though.
Yeah. That is true.
What do you mean?
It's just not really widely accepted if, like, you know, I say I don't want to lose my virginity before marriage. They think it's kind of weird.
Which is why you would be on that dating website, right? Because you can find other people who understand where you're coming from.
And that's what Troy said that he was into. He wants to find a girl who's on the same page as him.
Right. And he is. Yeah. But he's like extreme.
On a virgin scale, he's a 10.
I told him that you, like, just because you're a virgin doesn't mean that you don't want an adult night. It doesn't mean that you don't want sparks.
Yeah,
like, you still want those things.
Right. And he's really good cook. And I did think that, like, the movie he chose was really sweet.
Yeah.
I did get a kiss at the end of the night, but I only got the bottom lip.
What?
It was like his first kiss.
What does that mean?
Like it was a miss kiss?
No. It was on purpose. Like he only kissed me with the bottom lip.
Huh?
What? I'm trying to figure out what you're describing.
I'm trying to picture this happening.
Yeah. Like a pout, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like a pout. Like just stuck out his bottom lip.
And just kissed with that one lip?
Everyone in the studio right now is sticking out their bottom lip just to see what it would look like.
A bad kiss kills the mood, though.
Oh, totally.
It's bad.
Why would he do that?
It's not like he doesn't know how. Oh. It's just that I asked him if everything was okay, but he explained that, like, he didn't want to kiss with both lips until, like, he knew that we had a future.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking at all.
I'm sorry. That is stupid.
Oh, no. Well, hey.
I don't mean to be mean, but like,
say that.
Why one lip and not the other? What is the bottom is okay, but not the top? That doesn't make any sense.
It's full contact.
I mean, you've heard of just the tip. This is just the lip.
That is not the same thing, Jeffrey.
And it wasn't even just that. Like, he takes it to the extreme in another way, like where he walked me to my car and I thought he was going to hold my hand. I was totally fine with that, but he like linked pinkies with me instead.
Oh, because you gotta earn all five fingers, girl.
Okay.
Well, yeah, legit, like that's like giving too much to me to hold my entire hand. You know what I mean? It's just kind of to the extreme.
Okay. You're saying that he's extra virgin.
Yeah, if he was olive oil.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
There's got to be a separate website.
Man.
All right, well.
It's just so crazy because he's like, he said he wasn't waiting till marriage. He's just waiting to the right person.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's more logic to this than we're realizing. And there's one way to find that out, and that's by letting you know, Rebecca, that Troy has actually been on the other line listening. And he wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs to hear this, Rebecca. Do not feel bad.
Troy, are you there?
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi.
I wanted you to know I'm interested without doing too much.
I guess I was, I'm just a little confused about the bottom lip kiss and not the holding hands. Like, I understand, like, we're virgins and we're going to stay that way, but kissing with both lips and holding hands is a completely different thing.
No, I know. I just wanted it to go the second date and maybe the third date to give you the top one before, you know, like...
Okay.
What?
just right. not kiss her? Like, why not just wait for the kiss until the second or third date? That's a totally normal thing. It's nobody wants around. Just the bottom lip.
Brooke, that's fast. Pump the brakes.
I'm saying no kiss. No kiss is better than just the weird bottom slobbery lip.
I disagree. No kiss. She's going to start thinking I'm not interested at all, and then that falls apart.
I knew you were interested, but you threw me off with the whole kissing me with the bottom lip and the pinky thing.
The pinky thing, I want to defend myself. The pinky thing, I went for your whole hand. I missed.
No, this is good.
So you would have given her more of your fingers if it was possible.
Dude, if we lifted just that soundbite, it would really mean something.
No, I mean, you know what I mean, Troy. You know what I mean. You're saying you would have gone for the full handhold.
Yeah, I meant to, but it just like missed and it got one finger.
Okay.
And at that point, I'd rather just keep it cute than like keep, you know, be weird if you keep moving your hand around and
Okay.
I mean, Rebecca, did you find anything sexy about him?
He's very nice, and he is very attractive, and he's very intellectual. And so, I mean, I just was really thrown off because, you know, what if something did happen and did take off, and do I have to wait, like, months for an actual full-mouth kiss? You know what I mean?
Okay, so this is sounding pretty good right now. And I'd like to ask Rebecca, would you be willing to go out on one more date? We will pay for it.
I think yes.
Oh, that's good. Yes. Yay! That's good.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying, and I'm glad. I'm very happy right now.
Yay! Right. For you, bro.
Yeah, it's a virgin's only success.
Yay!
Yeah. My first ever.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.